Now, once again, the streets of Iranian cities have seen violent clashes between opposition protesters and security forces. This time, the occasion was the 31st anniversary of the revolution. President Ahmadinejad used the opportunity to announce to the world that Iran has already enriched uranium to 20% and that his country would not be bullied by the West. PM's Ray Furlong's been monitoring the day's events.
Patriotic music boomed out across Freedom Square in central Tehran this morning as vast crowds of government supporters gathered to celebrate the 31st anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. Many were bussed in, a show of strength by the regime, and President Ahmadinejad had a surprise announcement for them. Iran, he said, was now a nuclear state. He said Iran didn't want to build a nuclear bomb, but that if it did wish to make one, it would not be afraid to do so. But across town and elsewhere in Iran, police and Basij militia fought with opposition demonstrators. This mobile phone footage posted on YouTube shows protesters throwing stones at security forces whilst chanting death to the dictator. In the background, something, it's not clear what, is in flames. These protesters are in a park in the city of Esfahan. An eyewitness from the city spoke to BBC Persian TV. The tape has been distorted to protect the speaker. He says he came across a police checkpoint by a bridge in the city.
Wherever people gathered, the security forces attacked them, and at times, using their motorbikes, went right into the crowd. The security forces had batons, which some of them were concealing under their sleeves. It was the same story both north and south of the river.
There was also a reported attack on Mehdi Karoubi, a senior opposition leader, described by his son, Mohammed Taqi.
Special forces, the police and some of the plainclothes forces started attacking both him and the people at the same time. They used tear gas, batons and other forceful means. They were armed and some were carrying cleavers and guns. During this attack, tear gas was sprayed in his face, causing burns. He is having respiratory problems now, and he was also hit on the head with a stone.
In this YouTube video, a half-stripped man, presumably a protester, is dragged around and beaten by a policeman in riot gear. Another policeman appears to be using a paintball gun to mark people for arrest later on. But at least this time, so far, there are no reports of deaths, unlike in December, when 8 people were killed in the clashes.
Now, our Tehran correspondent John Lyon was listening to that, has been following events from London. And John, what's your assessment of the outcome of these demonstrations?
Well, I think today is one of those days when the government will feel they got the better of it, maybe propaganda-wise anyway. They managed to get that huge pro-government demonstration in central Tehran. How many of those people are enthusiastic government supporters? Who knows? I mean, I heard that they were giving orange juice and cake and even whole meals to people. Certainly some people may have been just kind of willing to be encouraged. Other people are hardline supporters of the governors. No doubt there are many of those out there. The opposition showed they can at least try and come out. There was a formidable security presence, probably the biggest one there's been since the election last summer. I think above all, it just shows how bitterly divided Iran now is.
And the impact of that nuclear statement from the president and the timing.
He really does seem to want to bring this to a confrontation. I mean, saying, well, we don't just enrich to 20%, they've already gone up to, we can even go to 80% if we like. Well, the West knows that, but 80% is the verge of making weapons-grade material. So that's quite a threat. And again, that clip you heard there saying, if we want to make a bomb, we can. He'd never said that before. He said, we don't want to make a bomb. Now he says, well, we can if we want to. We don't want to, but we can. I think the West will see that as almost a threat that Iran is considering, or at least getting up to the capability to make a bomb.
John Lyon, thank you very much.